This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and you join us here. Bring up whatever you want on this live Saturday edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
The toll free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. So, Mark, you've been wanting to talk about the speed limit for a while, all of them, and you brought a story in from QZ.com.
Yeah, I read a great story on the speed limit, and I think that it bears asking some questions. We all follow these white signs all over the place.
No, we don't.
Well, okay, we all look at these white signs all over the place. We presume that someone has done some kind of study to...
All right, they brought an engineer out here, and he looked at the curvature of the road and figured that you can't go faster than X speed safely.
Something. Something. Mm-hmm. And
wait, you're telling me it was all arbitrarily selected by politicians?
Yeah, and I think
bureaucrats?
It has a lot to do with people in their neighborhoods, too. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go fast, and everybody wants you to go slow in their neighborhood. If
right.
That makes sense.
Well, the children.
The children! As though we live in 1937 and people are playing stickball in the middle of the street.
Kids still go out. I mean, every now and then you'll still see some kid out playing, like, catch with his dad or something
like
that.
Yeah, and you should be careful on residential streets in case that's occurring. There's no doubt about
it. Most of the time the kids are inside on some electronic device these days, but... Every now and then you'll see it happen.
I understand. And, I completely get it. But at the same time, you know, I want to know that there is some science behind a speed limit. And best I can tell, there's not.
So the story here from Quartz, and they're actually citing a site called Priceonomics. Alex Mayasi reporting, when Lieutenant Gary Meggie of the Michigan State Police attends a meeting, he sometimes asks, "How many of you broke the speed limit on your way here?" Hearing his question, you might assume that Lieutenant Meggie is a particularly zealous police officer, the type of person who walks half a city block to avoid jaywalking on an empty street, the model citizen who defers almost obnoxiously to the letter of the law. But that is not the point of this question.
I think that's also worth pointing out. Now, I came here, and although I am pretty good about following the speed limit, when you're transitioning, say, from a 55 to a 35 or something like that, you know, oftentimes I have not slowed all the way down to 35 by the time I pass that 35-mile-an-hour sign. And I presume... That's when you're supposed to start slowing down, not when you're supposed to have slowed down.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to have slowed down by that point.
Oh, no, you are. Absolutely.
Okay.
But, I mean, it just, you get a feel for an area, you kind of have an idea of how fast you should be going in a given location. You know, I'm willing to defer, you know, 35 miles an hour. It seems a little slow in some places, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
Fine. But... You know, like that transition. I sped on the way here simply because of the transitions between speed limits.
Well, I mean, I think most people just speed as a matter of course. It is just the thing to do. You can usually get away. Most people know you can get away with usually, you know, 5 miles an hour over, that most cops aren't going to mess with you.
I've always heard 9.
Okay.
You know, that there's these cells that, you know, they break out the speed limits. And the
Based on how much you go over, they get you into different areas of the penalty.
Right. 10 to 15 is a bigger penalty than 5 to 9.
So, again, the cop asks when he goes to meetings, how many of you broke the speed limit on the way here? He says to courts or Priceonomics, quote, "We all speed, yet months and months usually pass between us seeing a crash. That tells me that most of us are adequate, safe, reasonable drivers. Speeding and traffic safety have a small correlation."
Can't tell you the last time. An accident that was my fault. I can't think of one since high school.
Over, I'd never had one that was my fault, thank goodness. Over the past 12 years, Lieutenant Meggie has increased the speed limit on nearly 400 of Michigan's roadways. Each time, he or one of his officers hears from community groups who complain that people already drive too fast. But as...
No, it's the community group. It's the people talking about a specific area. Usually, they try to get people to slow down in a zone or two. They'll toss in a speed bump or put in a traffic calming measure or something like that.
But as Maggie and his colleague explain, their intent is not to reduce congestion, bow to the reality that everyone drives too fast, or even strike a balance between safety concerns and drivers' desire to arrive at their destinations faster. Quite the opposite. Lieutenant Maggie advocates for raising speed limits because he believes it makes roads safer. Every year, traffic engineers review the speed limit on thousands of stretches of road and highway. Most are reviewed by a member of the state's Department of Transportation, often along with a member of the state police, as is the case in Michigan. In each case, the survey team has a clear approach. They want to set the speed limit so that 15% of drivers exceed it and 85% of drivers drive at or below the speed limit.
Well, that isn't happening.
Yeah. This nationally recognized method of setting the speed limit as the 85th percentile speed is essentially traffic engineering 101. It's also a bit perplexing to those unfamiliar with the concept. Shouldn't everyone drive at or below the speed limit? And if a driver's speed is dictated by the speed limit, how can you decide whether or not to change that limit based on the speed of traffic? The answer lies in realizing that the speed limit really is just a number on a sign, and it has very little influence on how fast people drive. He says, over the years, I've done many follow-up studies after we raise or lower a speed limit. Almost every time, the 85th percentile speed doesn't change, or if it does, it's by about 2 or 3 miles per hour. As most honest drivers would probably concede, this means that if the speed limit on a highway decreases from 65 to 55, most drivers will not drive 10 miles per hour slower.
Yeah, when I'm out on the interstate, and I see a 55-mile-an-hour zone, I'll say that it raises a level of caution in me, but it mostly raises a level of annoyance. 55 miles an hour on an interstate is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, a lot of times you see that in a construction zone.
Yeah, yep, that's true.
I mean, most of the time they don't bring it down.
Probably should slow down when they have those big concrete barricades right next to your rearview mirror, sure.
For the majority of drivers, the opposite is also true. If a survey team increases the speed limit by 10 miles an hour, the speed of traffic will not shoot up 10 miles an hour. It will stay around the same. That doesn't make sense. Really? People won't increase their speed?
People are going 80 on the interstate already. So if you were to raise the mile an hour to 80, that's...
Oh, I see what he's saying. So he's saying those who are already speeding won't increase their speed another 10 miles an hour,
right?
Because they're already speeding at the level they feel is comfortable.
They're driving at the speed that they're comfortable at.
I see. It'll stay around the same, he says. Years of observing traffic has shown engineers that as long as the cop car's not in sight, most people simply drive at whatever speed they like. And that's absolutely true. And that's, you know, just shows that people are able to make decisions for themselves. They don't need to be told what to do.
You know
they
what
know
I like
based
to do?
On the circumstances what the right speed appears to be, based on the weather and the traffic patterns.
I like to get in front of police officers and go the speed limit. I mean, there's nothing that bothers them. I'm sure it does. I've had them pass me.
Yeah, that's the idea. Get them around you, right?
Well, no, I want to go the speed limit. You need to see what this is like, pal. I'm setting the cruise control right here at this speed so you know what it's like. Because many of them can be all pompous, and I've been stopped a few times for speeding. There's no doubt. I don't think there's anybody who's drove for a period of time and hasn't. And the pomposity of these people, it's like, oh, do you know that this is a 35-mile-an-hour zone? Yeah, but... God, have you tried driving 35 through here? It's ridiculous.
So knowing this, and there's more to the story, a lot more to it actually, but knowing that, you know, people just sort of drive as they wish, generally, unless there's a cop nearby, it makes me wonder, was the speed limit created with, you know, good intentions by well-meaning politicians, or was it created with the intention of revenue generation for the state? Because ultimately that's what it turns into,
yes.
Right? That's what the speed limit is. It's not about safety as much as it is about, oh, there's someone we can give a $200 ticket to.
Right. It's a line item for municipalities and state governments. They will look at that. They expect a certain amount of revenue from tickets. And right. they're counting on it because they know that people are going to speed and that they've got people out there to catch them speeding. That's their job. They're revenue generators. They're fundraisers with guns.
Now, wasn't there a, was it Montana that had no speed limits? What was the state?
During the daytime, Montana had no speed limit. That's correct.
And
I went 95 in Montana in my white van, old Ford Econoline van.
And there was no real evidence that that did anything to increase danger, right? More coming up here, 855-453, 855-450-3733.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You're certainly also welcome to comment on the speed limit. There's one cop, according to QZ.com from the Michigan State Police, who says that speed limits are basically BS and they are set too low. We're going to get into that coming up a little bit further.
And that it's safer to have them set higher.
Right, and we'll get into more detail on that. But, of course, you're welcome to comment. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio for the live Saturday edition. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, then do it from the back of your car while you're speeding with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, although it's usually more effective when you're stopped at a stoplight. But you can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, starting out with Patrick in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm concerned about these guys. What some of these voters get, you know, during the holidays, let's get tanked up and stuff like that. You know,
you're concerned about the boaters? Is that what you said? The boaters?
Yeah, there ain't no speed limit on that water. I mean,
actually, there is, isn't there? I thought I've heard there is a speed limit on the water.
It depends on which water you're in.
Okay.
I think in some places where you're coming into, you know, the marina or something like that, or to wherever you docked out of. Something like that, but out there on the waterways, it ain't too much, you know.
Now, Mark, you got a boat recently, so you've been during the wintertime, you went down south and you did a lot of traveling on that boat. How many places have speed limits versus don't?
He's basically right that you can go pretty much as fast as you want in as long as you're sort of in the channel and you're not near objects and that sort of thing. And after boating for pretty much the winter on a sailboat, and it has its own speed limit. You're not going to get above 7 knots.
Sure, but if you get like a race boat or something like that.
Yeah, and I came to with a great deal of consideration. I came to the conclusion that pretty much if your boat has a motor, you are probably a jerk.
Hey, you recall Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55.
Great song. Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And there's a reason that one's a hit, right? Yep.
So it's etiquette on the water to slow down when you're coming close to another boat and that sort of thing.
Or you'll create a wake.
Yeah, you'll create a wake, yeah. And then it'll rock. And when you're talking about those monohull sailboats, we have a catamaran, but the monohull sailboats, I mean, they get sloshed all over the place by these big boats. And at least once a day, I like to get on the channel 16 and remind everybody that it's a good idea to slow down when you're close to other people. Because I just don't think a lot of people know. You don't have to have a driver's license out there. You just get in and you have as big a motor as money can buy, and you get out there and you do whatever you do.
How interesting that the state requires a driver's license for the roads. But it doesn't require one for the water.
Now, I do believe some states have some levels of requirements, but it's certainly not a nationwide standard.
Well, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Back to the story here from QZ.com, where they're interviewing Lieutenant Gary Maggie of the Michigan State Police. And he says that, the story here says that luckily there's some logic to the speed that people choose other than the need for speed. The speed drivers choose to go is not based on laws or street signs, but the weather, number of intersections, presence of pedestrians and curbs, and all the other information that factors into the principle, as Lieutenant Maggie puts it, that, quote, no one I know who gets into their car wants to crash, unquote.
And I think that there are, there's a certain demographic, younger people. Maybe males, maybe not males, but certainly younger people. I think they're a little more loose with the their speed limit and their a bit more reckless. So
yeah,
I'm going to say
teenage drivers are known for that, sure. Yeah. But even, you know, males in their early 20s or something like that might
it's
be more likely to get a muscle car and take it as fast as they can.
In European countries, you can not drive until you're 18, but you can drink when you're 16 in many cases.
Huh. So, or younger.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the story here. He says that, or rather, if drivers disregard speed limits, why bother trying to set the right speed limit at all? Asks QZ. One reason is that a minority of drivers do follow the speed limit. He says, quote, I've seen or found that about 10% of drivers truly identify the speed limit sign and drive at or near that limit. 10%. This is a lieutenant who analyzes these things in the Michigan State Police. Since these are the slowest share of drivers, they don't affect the 85th percentile speed, but they do impact the average speed by about 2 or 3 miles an hour when a speed limit is changed. And in his experience, Lieutenant Maggie's experience, and more importantly, the variance in driving speeds. This is important because, as noted in a U.S. Department of Transportation report, quote, the potential for being involved in an accident is highest when traveling at speed much lower or much higher than the majority of motorists.
Yep. So I go the speed limit when I'm on sort of local roads, mm-hmm. state roads, and those sorts of things because I don't want to get a ticket. I don't want to have to sit and listen to this guy talk about how, you know, oh, my God, you're going too fast. I can't believe it. I just don't want to listen to it. I've heard that enough in my life, and I don't want to hear it anymore. However, when I get on the interstate, I know who the dangerous people are. The dangerous
slow
people
pokes.
Are going the speed limit on the interstate. They're creating bottlenecks. Also, when cops go, then everybody slows down. And like everything gets weird when there's a state trooper going down the left lane.
And then you get the extra added danger of people rubbernecking. So if the cop's on the side of the road or pulled somebody over, everybody's got to look.
Well, that's what the lights are for, right?
Makes things even more dangerous.
Those lights are intended to catch your attention. Now, I'm a volunteer firefighter. I mean, I know why those lights are there. Those lights are to catch your attention.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. We got Gregory. Yeah. He's in Anniston, Alabama, listening to WDNG. Hey, Gregory.
Yes, tracks will put you in the lane that you want to be. If you want to speed, you get in the fast lane, have it tracked out. That's just a little hole, a little traveling hole into the pavement, into the asphalt. And if you want to speed, if you want to slow, stay in the slow lane. Yes.
That's good advice.
Yeah, I think what happens is the slow lane tends to want to pass. You know, like people want to pass, right? So, you know, there's somebody in the slow lane going 64, then somebody wants to go 68, so they want to pass around them. Mm-hmm. So they have to come into, many cases on the interstate, you don't have three lanes, you only have two. So they're coming into the fast lane, then the people in the fast lane, they're slowing down, creating the bottlenecks, those kind of things. That's what usually seems to happen. Plus, God knows when those truckers want to pass each other, that takes forever.
Well, we got to have a fast lane and a slow lane. That's a common way. That's a common way to handle the situation.
Well, if it weren't for the damn speed limits, all the people that were toting drugs around could go fast, and they wouldn't have to slow the traffic down. Hey, thanks for the call, Gregory. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You know, smuggler's point of view here really surprised me. I never even considered it.
I can't tell you. It's not just about drug smugglers. I can't tell you the number of times where, you know, there have been drugs in the car, and with whether a passenger or whoever, and, you know, I would like to speed, but it would be an irresponsible thing to do at that point for the good of the people in the car.
Glad I don't have your problems.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Not just speeding. We got other stuff we can talk about, too. It is Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Archives galore, going back for more than a decade, and so many other features for free where you can actually control the content right there on the front page of the website. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
So when you get a multivitamin from the store, you know that it's got vitamins and minerals. But that's not all that you need. You need, in many cases, bone support, enzymes, all kinds of things. And that's why I've been taking Whole Food Multi Complete. Now, it's a multi, but it's not a multivitamin because it has so much more than a multivitamin. It's got the minerals and the vitamins, but it's got probiotics and antioxidants and herbal immune support and a whole bunch of stuff all in one product. Now, this is plant-based stuff. It's not, synthetic or anything like that. So you're getting the very best, and you're getting it all in one pill. So you're not paying $150 a month or whatever in supplements. It's so much less. Go check them out at simplifymysupplements.com. One of the things that was really great for me, and I never even expected this, is the probiotic in it and the enzymes in it balanced my digestive system to the point that I lost like 14 pounds just by doing nothing. And that's pretty awesome. You don't see that every day. I didn't even know where it went. I thought it came from, like, I don't know, a stomach bug or something, and that I didn't even know what happened. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com right now. If you use coupon code FTL, you can save 30% off on your first order. Now, that's basically cost for them for this product. If you order $60 or more, you'll get free shipping. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Yes, they do take Bitcoin. You just have to set that up with them via email. SimplifyMySupplements.com. This is a great product, and I will continue to take it, even if they don't advertise, because it's awesome.
All right, so we've been sharing with you a story from Quartz.com where they're interviewing a police officer, Michigan State Police officer, lieutenant, actually, Gary Maggi. And this is an officer who actually believes speed limits should be raised across the board, and because he believes that people would be more safe if we would raise the speed limits. We can talk more about that, but we're also going to your calls and thoughts. First up, Nick in Galloway, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, especially interstate, the fast lane, you should be at least be able to go 100. Because if it's 75, people are going to run 85, 90, 95 anyway. You can get killed at 40, 45 miles an hour. What the hell's the difference, you know?
Yeah,
whether,
I wonder if...
you know, the car's going to come apart at 45 or 100. It's just going to be worse of a mess. they should have... You should be able to drive muscle cars with open headers out on the street. It should be someplace out on some county highway that's all wood where it says, hey, beware hot rods in use, you know, with open headers and high-octane gas at the gas station and just let them rip. I don't like going fast for a long time. For, like, I mean, just a little more than a quarter of a mile. That's it. And then I'm getting out of it. Because things can happen, and that's it. It's over.
Do you think you said 100 miles an hour. Do you think that that's like a psychological point for a lot of people? Like, that if the speed limit were 120 miles an hour, if we went from 65, 75 to 120 miles an hour, how many people would, never go higher than 100 miles an hour? Is that a psychological limit?
I don't think
limit?
Most people go over 80.
No, listen. You know what? You're absolutely right. Good point there. People would they would wind it out. If the car goes 140 or 160, they'll take it up. They'll top it out.
All the time?
Not most people. That's what they're saying.
That's
here.
That's not happening on the Autobahn. I can say that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the numbers are like there. What are the average speeds? What are the typical? What are the median speeds?
It's my understanding somewhere between 80 and 85 is what
miles an hour.
It had to be translated into what I understand as far as speed goes. Is what people are comfortable with.
You'll get a ticket if you're in a fast lane and you're not going at least 100 miles an hour on the Autobahn.
Nick, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Oops, sorry. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got Mark. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I drive a lot for my job. I go to different sites. I'm like a field engineer for a lot of these big businesses. I've never gotten a speeding ticket. I got in two accidents last year, though, and both of them were caused by people merging. I mean, really... That's what terrifies me on the highway, are people not looking and merging into slower, faster traffic. I can't tell you how many times I've almost been hit. But, as far as going really fast in a car, 100 miles an hour, 120, at least in my state, you have to have a safety inspection to get on the road. And a lot of these cars, they might be safe to drive at 60 miles an hour, but at 100, 120, the tires are going to fly off, the engines are going to go. It's just...
Yeah, I don't feel like a lot of cars have enough traction for 120. I don't feel like there's enough rubber on the road. I'm not comfortable with the notion of raising speed limits to 120. But I can see that when I'm out there and the speed limit on the interstate is 65, that the vast majority of people are just saying, screw that.
They're doing 80.
Yeah, they're doing 75 or 80. And that means that the speed limits aren't serving their purpose, and that means that...
Oh, yes, they are. They're serving a revenue purpose.
Well, then...
Exactly.
It could be that.
I never see people get pulled over for merging, or just driving distracted.
Yeah.
At least out here, they've raised the speed limits, I think, to 70 or 75 on the real, the highways in between the major cities. You can pretty much go up to 80, which is the minimum for reckless here. And, you know, it's not a big deal. You're not going to get pulled over for going 75, 80, you know, as long as it's out on the big stretches in between the cities.
Yeah, how about the merging where, like, it's one thing to merge into another lane of traffic, like when you're coming onto the interstate, for instance. It's another thing entirely, like, the worst kind of merging situation for me, from my observation, having done a lot of driving, is where you've got the three-lane interstate, and you got, you're in the left lane, somebody's in the right lane, and there's nobody in the middle lane. And then you want to merge over there. You got to make sure that person doesn't have the same idea at the exact same time, right? Oh. You got to kind of keep an eye on them as you're merging.
Watching your blind spot.
Yeah. Not just the blind spot, but just the whoever's over there on the, you know, in the other lane to the two lanes to the right of you, because you don't want to merge into that person. And I've seen that almost happen, like, on countless occasions where two people will just start merging into one another, and then somebody notices and swings their wheel over back into their lane.
This is something that a friend of my dad's taught me, and, you know, showed my dad at the same time when I was young. You know, most drivers have all three of their rear view mirrors pointed at the same point behind them. But if you take the rear view, the one inside your car, the interior one, you point it sort of out the back window, and you point the other two, just sort of tilt them so you can see into your blind spot a little bit better, then you're much less likely to get into a situation where you're whacking somebody with your rear end when you're merging, or that god-awful honk you get when, where did they come from? You just didn't see them.
Mark in Virginia, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I appreciate it. I love getting to hear your guys' show away from the self-proclaimed biggest name in radio, conservative radio, whatever it is, so I appreciate it.
Who's that?
Mr. Limbaugh.
We don't even compete with him, though.
Yeah, it's a different day part.
Yeah.
I don't even know who we compete with on Saturday nights.
I like to
listen
to him for pointers. The guy's clearly, knows something about talk radio.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450. Free like freedom, 855-450-3733. When's the last time you think Rush drove himself somewhere?
I have no idea.
Because I remember when
it certainly wasn't in a rusted-out 2002 F-350, I can tell you that.
You remember when we were, I don't know, it was a decade ago or something like that, when we were at a talk radio conference. Rush Limbaugh actually came and spoke at that talk radio conference, and he had, like, you know, bodyguards with him.
At a talk radio convention, as though the other talk show hosts
were going to attack him.
Attack him or something. It was really weird.
Yeah, I mean, this is an industry convention where, you know, you're paying, back then it was probably $400 for a ticket. So
he had these pair of menacing gorillas next to him.
And you know he got out of a limo, right? Like, he didn't drive himself there.
Yeah, I guess
he's got those gorillas with him.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org. Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial toll free, join us right here, live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more from Quartz, from the police lieutenant in Michigan of the state police, Gary Maggie, who is saying that speed limits are pretty much set way too low, and that in order to improve safety on the roads, we should increase the speed limits. And so far, nobody's called in to say that they disagree. I mean, I'm sure there's some, you know, goody-two-shoes out there that would like to see the speed limit stay as is or be slower, but I bet we're going to have a tough time finding that person to call in tonight. So you're welcome to join us here, though, and share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
It seems like people want when they're driving, they want the speed limit to be higher, and when they're in their neighborhood, they want the people to go slower through their neighborhood.
Oh, they'll put in the damn speed bumps.
Yeah. Caution, deaf child, or whatever it is that it takes to get people to slow down. I found that more signs.
I would think the deaf child would actually be better than the average child at crossing the street, because
I remember attention.
Right. Well, I remember when I was young, my parents really impressed it upon me that you always have to look both ways twice, at least twice, you know, just to make sure you didn't miss something or whatever. Make sure there's not some car that's come around a corner real fast and is hurtling towards you. And so you would think that the deaf child would have had this inculcated in them, you know, times 10.
Right.
Because you don't get the audio cue that there's something hurtling towards you. You have to pay extra close attention. But regardless, I think that it should be the people on the street's responsibility to avoid the cars. It's one of the things that was weird about moving up here to New Hampshire, where they actually have a law that requires pedestrians requires cars to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. So, you know, whenever you go through downtown Keene, where we live, or downtown any town in New Hampshire, you always got to look out as, you know, much as possible just to see if there's a pedestrian getting ready to hit a crosswalk. Because if you run through the crosswalk, then the cops could, in theory, pull you over for not yielding to the pedestrian. And what that's created is this kind of lazy mentality in the pedestrians where half the time they just walk right on out into the street. They don't even look one way or another. It's just like they think that they're invincible and that everybody's always going to be paying the closest of attention when they're driving. And it's just, it's crazy. These people are nuts.
Yeah, I found, you know, the feeling of entitlement that a pedestrian seems to have oftentimes, you know, it's really amazing. Like, you haven't applied your brakes at exactly the right moment. I want you to wag their fist at you. And, you know, all you see is their lips moving or whatever. Now, it's my opinion that if you, obviously not every crosswalk has the little button where you, you know, get the crossing signal and all that stuff. But if you push that button, you probably should be a pregnant woman with a baby buggy or a geriatric.
Okay.
An adult should be able to weave their way through traffic by understanding how the lights work at a corner. Yeah. That you don't need those. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, there might be some corner where it makes more sense than others. But
the only time that the button makes any sense is if you're at a crazy busy intersection. If it's, you know, if it's just wall-to-wall cars rolling through there constantly and it's hard to get a break to where you can cut across to a median, then in some of those cases the button will actually stop the stoplights all around and allow the people to walk.
Well, but, I mean, there are red, you know, at an intersection there are usually red lights, right?
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And those red lights, you understand what they're going to, the traffic that they're going to stop, and then you cross with that traffic when the time comes. Now, obviously, there could be people turning right, and you want to maintain eye contact right with the person who may be turning right, and let, because you have the right of way. You are the traffic headed forward as the pedestrian, and the traffic turning right has to yield to you. So you get their eye contact with them and let them know, I'm going across here, and that way they don't do anything dumb, and then you cross. It doesn't have to stop the whole intersection for 2 minutes while the whole beep boop beep, boop, beep, boop, the little noises or chirping birds or whatever the thing is in your neighborhood that lets deaf people or blind people, excuse me, cross the street. Again, blind people should be able to push the button and get the traffic stopped.
Let's go to my dog Rex. He's in Florida listening online via TuneIn. Hello, my dog Rex.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Couple of things here as far as the Walmart syndrome where people just walk out the store and everyone's got to stop. I'm against that in the crosswalk. I mean, the people should have to yield to the cars. And then that I'm all against jaywalking and getting tackled and tased for jaywalking. So, but as far as the speed limit, don't change the signs. Just don't pull anybody over. Because people, if you're doing over 120, if you ever hopped on a FZ1 and had a ball, you got to know what people are going to do a half a mile, three quarters of a mile ahead.
Yeah. I am not for that. Having traveled 120 miles an hour in a vehicle that I was under the control of, and this was a KZ-1000, and I do not recommend this for anybody with any brains. I didn't have them. I was 18. But I got to say, it's a terrible idea.
Right, because people will change the lane for no good reason. There'll be no one on the road, and they'll just decide to change lanes on you. And you got to, if you ain't on the ball, and if you ain't practiced a lot, and with people in cars and younger kids in cars, if they got some kind of a caution in them, a sign that says 75, they'll keep it around 90, 95. And that's okay, because that gives you a little bit of time to negotiate. But if they were just to eliminate the speed limits, there would be too many people. And pretty soon we'd run out of too many people going crazy, because they'd all be gone.
They'd all be dead.
It'd be a nice, clear roadway.
Well, one of the callers was claiming, and I haven't been to Germany, so I don't know, I haven't experienced this, was on the Autobahn that you basically had to go 100 miles an hour to be in the left lane, or, you know, their equivalent of left lane. I think it's the same in Europe as it is in the United States, not in England, though.
Well, you have to yield to the blinking lights, but when you get into a urban zone, you know, close to the city, you got to slow back down.
Sure.
Thanks for the call tonight, my dog Rex. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. I am interested in hearing, you know, what is the average speed? According to the website driverabroad.com, this is from quora.com, where someone was asking about speeding on the Autobahn. The average speed on the de-restricted sections of the German Autobahn network is around 150 kilometers per hour, which is about 93 miles per hour. So when given the opportunity to do any speed they want, people are doing, on average, 93.
Yeah, if I was – so twice a year we head up and down to Florida. I take my wife down there. She is – you know, she's completely against the notion of snow. So she's going to – she had, we head on down. And if I was completely unrestricted on those drives down, I would – probably go 90.
Like 90.
You know, somewhere 90 to maybe 95 if I was feeling really froggy. But, you know, there's a lot of straight, flat stretches of I-95 headed southward and northward.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So back to the lieutenant here. This is, again, a state police lieutenant that QZ.com, Quartz, has a story about how he's saying that it's actually safer if we set the speed limits higher. He says, if every car sets their cruise control at the same speed, the odds of a fender bender happening is low. Actually, that's the story saying that. But what some cars, or when some cars drive 55 and others drive 85, the odds of cars colliding increases dramatically. This is why getting slow drivers to stick to the right lane is so important to roadway safety. We generally focus on joyriders' ability to cause accidents, and rightly so. But a car driving under the speed limit in the left passing lane of the highway is almost as dangerous. Traffic engineers believe the 85th percentile speed is the ideal speed limit because it leads to the least variability between driving speeds and therefore safer roads. When the speed limit is correctly set at the 85th percentile speed, the minority of drivers that do conscientiously follow speed limits are no longer driving much slower than the speed of traffic. The choice of the 85th percentile speed is a data-driven conclusion, as noted Lieutenant Meggie and speed limit resources like the Michigan State Police's guide that has been established by the constant findings of years of traffic studies.
Now, I know that many long-haul truckers have governors if they work for major
55
companies.
Or whatever.
55 seems really low, but
yeah,
they have
65, 70.
Governors on their vehicle, and they can't go above a certain speed or whatever.
Right. And most places, they have to stay in the right lane anyway.
The funny thing is when you'll find one that's like a 2-mile-an-hour governor faster than another one, so you see this really slow passing thing happen. It's hilarious. But and you'll find the people that are in the motorhomes, especially the ones that are pulling, like, the you know, the trailer or a car behind them, that kind of thing, they often go quite a bit slower. But, you know, for those folks, that's what the right-hand lane was made for.
There's more coming up here on speeding. You can share your thoughts, and everybody does it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Hour 2
is
coming up.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. SIMBI.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.